What happens when you grab for the wrong support? Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 44. We're going to talk today about the right kind of support and the wrong kind of support. And the reason for this is because of something that happened on my prayer walk the other day. That particular prayer walk was a bit messier than I expected, and it was all caused by a casual grab at the wrong support. See, one of my favourite prayer walks takes me to the edge of a canal. There's a canal between the park where I pray and where I live. And at one particular point I like to walk to through the woods. There's no bridge over the canal, but you can cross the canal walking along the top of the lock gates. It's narrow. There is a handrail. That's so, although it's narrow, you're fairly safe as long as you hold on. This particular morning, I stepped up onto the top of the gates. I reached out towards the ironmongery with my right hand, just to steady myself. Instead of feeling the cool iron under my fingers, I sensed a sticky, gooey mess. I stopped, looked at my right hand, and saw thick, black grease. I realized instead of grabbing for the handrail, I had mistakenly reached for the mechanism which moved the sluice gates up and down. They're heavily greased because they have to go in and out of the water, and that protects them from corrosion. Stepping off the lock, I approached a tree, and with the help of several leaves, I removed most of the grease from my hand. I'm sorry for that tree. I had to use quite a few of your leaves, but I'm grateful for your sacrifice. As I walked away, I thought about this mess, and I reflected, is there a lesson for me from this experience? And I thought about, what do I grab for? What do I reach for when I need support? Let's talk about two kinds of support here. Superficial support and spiritual support. Too often I realize I prioritize feeling better instead of actually getting better. When I need support, what do I do? The instant fix support sees me turning to the TV, listening to a podcast, raiding the fridge. None of these are wrong in themselves. All the things God gives us are meant to be enjoyed. He gave many things specifically for our enjoyment to us. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. It's just that these kinds of things cannot provide the kind of support I need when I'm struggling with something spiritual. You know the kind of thing I mean. When I don't want to persevere in some way, when I don't want to love someone, when I don't feel like praying, and so on. The problem with reaching for the superficial support is twofold. Firstly, it's only a temporary diversion and a distraction. The original problem comes back, and usually comes back with a bang. Secondly, the consequences of going for that superficial support leads to a kind of stickiness in my soul, rather like the grease on my hand, because I've delayed dealing with the spiritual situation spiritually, so procrastination is now clogging up my spirit. If I had dealt with the matter in a more spiritual manner, I could have moved on to perhaps the next challenge to my faith. Now, however, I have piled one challenge on top of another. It's not a good situation, and it's not a winning feeling. No, instead of the superficial support, I know I need to go for the spiritual support. That's what I really need. So what does spiritual support look like? Well, there are lots of ways we could talk about this, but here are just two. Firstly, church support is spiritual support. And I don't mean the organization as such, but the network of relationships. We are meant to be interconnected. And if we are, we will feel the support of our community. Paul makes that point in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, where he says, from him, as in Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Those friendship ligaments are a source of support when I am weak. Are you connected enough to feel that support? What's your part in being connected? So first of all, we have church support, and then, of course, we have God support. And he is a very willing supporter. We don't have to push him into it. And then we understand this intellectually, but I think the point is to grasp it from the heart. the psalmist seems to have got this in Psalm 94, verse 18 and 19. He writes, "When I said, 'My foot is slipping,' your unfailing love, Lord, supported me." The unfailing love of the Lord supported me. "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy." There really is no substitute for the support of the Lord, is there? It is his love that convinces us of his unconditional support. It's personal with him. He wants to support us, not because it's a duty or a project, not at all. His heart is one of compassion and connection. He is able to grant us not only the fact of support, but the feeling of support if we are willing to accept it. And what did Jesus say in Matthew 28, verse 20? "I am with you." Not "I was with you" and not "I will be with you," but "I am with you." How about reflecting on that today? Reflecting on Jesus walking with you as a constant companion and a constant support. Today, pray to be aware of the presence of Jesus and his support. The next time you need some support, pause. Pause before reaching for the remote. Take a moment, call a friend, call on God. If he is with me, that's enough. He might not change the situation. His support might not change how I feel, but I know he's in it with me, and that's enough. So let me ask you a question. Have you tried this? And if so, what happened when you did? What difference did it make to your day? Please leave a comment here, wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link to this recording on, like it, subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review if you could. All of these things help other people to be helped by these podcasts. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of fulfilling quiet times, enjoying the support of the church and the support of the Lord. Take care and God bless.